Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He is expected to be ready. He's going to start a throwing ramp up next month, meaning October, and get some throwing in before the holidays, and then prepare for the season after that as he would. So there's nothing to medically suggest that he won't be ready, and he's very determined and very unhappy about what happened last year. And I think he's kind of got an underdog, under-the-radar mentality right now, which is good, and I think he's due for some good luck on the injury front after what happened last year. That said, we're cognizant that he threw zero innings and that he finished 2024 hurt, and so we're going to have to kind of plan with those realities in mind, but I am bullish about his situation.
So bullish that Mike Elias, and that was the end of the season press conference, he traded Grayson Rodriguez last night for outfielder Taylor Ward. This was a weird situation, guys. I'm watching the college basketball on ESPN. I literally fall asleep for, I think, 5 minutes, and I pick up my phone in a daze. And I go to Twitter and it says, thank you, Grayson. And I was like, thank you, Grayson, for what? Just scrolling. They traded Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward. So I guess start, Jason, your initial reaction to the deal.
I think it's just unfortunate that we've got another instance here where the Baltimore Orioles franchise, and this predates Mike Elias. This goes all the way back. You know, it predates Arrieta. Like, you can take it back to the Rocky Coppinger days and probably before that.
It's Messina and...
I mean, they just can't get it right with premier starting pitching prospects. They can't get it over the hump. They can't get it to translate to the majors. They just... It's been such an organizational, institutional failure. And a lot of people want to say how smart Mike Elias is and this or that. He was handed the best right-handed starting pitching prospect in baseball. He inherited him.
Mm-hmm.
He was handed it to him. Never built his innings up. Never challenged him in the minors. Called him up later than he should have. Couldn't help him navigate through multiple injuries. At a time when we talked to the Leo Mazzonis of the world, and we also talked to more analytically bent people, and anybody who knows anything about pitching is like, wow, it's weird with that history with Latch. Now you would try to have him out of pitch, and now you would try to have him change his delivery even more. And I mean, it's just, it's been a blight. It's been one of the reasons why there hasn't been a parade here since I was in grade school.
Bar Mitzvah, yeah.
So that's just sad. I mean, you think of what it was like when this kid, you know, got to Bowie.
Gas cans going,
right? Because awesome. It was mostly Delmarva, yeah, the year before.
Yeah.
You know, he was underage. So a lot of people aren't going to drive to Delmarva to see him. No, we did several times. Holman Road, saw him at Wilmington, saw him at Hagerstown, saw him numerous times at Delmarva. But to think, like, when he kind of got to the mainland and what that was with the gas cans and everything and how high the industry was on him. And they kind of killed this kid's career. Like, it was negligence in real time at Fort Myers, Florida. And they didn't even speak to it that day. I mean, you think about the last time this kid threw a pitch in the Orioles organization, for as accomplished as he was, the manager couldn't get his ass to the ballpark on time. The GM was nowhere to be found. The PR staff let him come out and talk after
that
he was
something.
Clearly hurt. Nobody on that coaching staff saw him looking and throwing awkwardly and bad in the bullpen, as he said he did, and stopped him. And nobody, when he threw 89.5 with a four-seamer for the first time, ran out to the mound and nipped that in the butt. It was such organizational malfeasance from a Bush League organization that I called out in real time. Nobody else in this town would. We spent the whole week talking about it because I said, this kid is not going to pitch for them this year. Watch. This kid is going to end up having a star-crossed career here from here on out. Watch. They come out 2 days later and say, we think it's nothing. But how many times did we hear, it's the lad, it's not the lad?
Yeah.
They couldn't even get their story straight about what it was.
That was fun.
So why do I bring all that up? Because I think the kid was done with them. Yeah. If I was the agent, I tried to get his agent to come on here. His agent's a coward, I think. Like, I gave his agent numerous times to come here and talk about the way they're handling your client. They didn't want to say anything about it. I'm sure we'll hear plenty about it after the fact.
On foul territory. Yeah.
Like, I bring all that up to say I think this well was poisoned.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was going to trust whatever new iteration of the Orioles pitching science staff to fix him, nor should he at this point. And so he had to go. But to get to a point where you take somebody who, the way they're talking about the kid, Yesavage, when he got called up, was the way, that was Grayson.
Yes.
3 years ago. And to go from that to, we're going to get 1 year of service from a 31-year-old, late-blooming, power-hitting, but swing-and-miss outfielder. Like, that's what you turned him into. Again, you're a Bush League organization run by a Bush League GM. And this is a Bush League move. You could have traded Grayson Rodriguez. This is what it came down to. We went from gas cans at Bowie to renting 1 year of Taylor Ward, coming off a year in which everything was a career year. The OPS plus wasn't. The OPS wasn't. But the home runs were. The RBIs were. I think it's another blight on them as an organization, because I said all along, this guy does not know how to manage major league assets. And here we go. Yet another person is leaving this organization who they could have sold high on numerous times, or they could have got a look at him as a bullpen guy before they did this. But saying all that, you know, Ward's is a useful bat. But this is a hell of a way to, when you have no pitching, this is a hell of a way to run your organization.
Looking at it in the prism of 2026, it improves the club. I can say that, and I've been saying, gosh, going back to the summer, if I'm Mike Elias, I'm operating under the assumption that Grayson Rodriguez is not going to throw a pitch for me in 2026.
Don't call him your ace again.
So I'm not going to change my status on any of that. But doing a lot of thinking with it all, and I think you summed up the come up with Grayson really well, Jason. Heck, I'm sitting in the bullpen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's crazy. A couple years ago, you're thinking D.L. Hall, Grayson Rodriguez are two top guys, and they're both not here and probably both going to be bullpen guys and suffered injury after injury. But thinking of this trade, though, and maybe this is a different spin, maybe this is a different way of looking at it, because they definitely did not do him right in terms of how they handled him. And Jason, even going back to how many down on the farm segments did we do 3-4 years ago? Why
pulled
are they
him
not
after 65 pitches?
Why are
again?
They not pushing him more?
Boy,
why are
never
they
let not him push him in the seventh.
Why isn't he here?
Why won't they build him up or bring him up here instead of waste him in Napa?
And both the things can be true. And it is, you get a guy that's just 1 year of control and Grayson's 4 years. And look, if you're the Angels, you're going to take that lottery ticket and maybe you can catch lightning in a bottle and he can stay healthy. But looking at this from a Mike Elias point of view, this is the first trade I think that he's made that has a legitimate shot of blowing up in his face. And I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm saying it as, could this be the first sign that maybe he is changing a little bit? I don't know. It's a different spin, but he's not making this trade last year.
I feel like with this whole situation, and I agree, they ruined him.
No, last year he told you Grayson was their opening day starter.
Yes, ace.
We're literally not even a year removed from that's how they sold their horse bleep offseason. Yes. Grayson is an ace in the making. That's an opening day starter. That's a frontline guy.
Yes. And here we are a year later, and I think
they're running a 32-year-old for a year.
They think he's cooked.
And
they've been wrong a lot
in
the last couple of years. But this trade tells me they think he's never going to be healthy.
Totally.
And so so they make this trade. In a vacuum, I like Taylor Ward, but this is a TBD trade for me. You show me what else you're going to do. To me, a real organization, you make a move like this, this screams they're signing pitching. Now, real pitching, not Charlie Morton, like real pitching, because you've just traded a pitcher in an area of need for a hitter. And it also signals that they're going to have to trade an outfielder. Like, they got six outfielders right now. They're going to have to deal an outfielder. So I think it's a sign that they change, but it's we're going to have to see more from them.
It's November 19th. This is the infancy of the offseason. That's just my initial viewpoint of this trade. And both things can be true. They totally mishandled him time after time after time on the come up to the majors and really drastically altered his career. But this is a move that we haven't seen Mike make.
We got a massive show and a lot to talk about. Obviously, this trade hitting last night. Ravens back on the practice field. Lamar Jackson among players not practicing for the Ravens. We'll get to them in just a little bit. But guess-wise, Tim Murray from VSiN, or his college football best bets at 3:30. Andy Koska, we asked him to come on before this trade was made. So what does he think of the Grayson Rodriguez-Taylor Ward trade and what else could be coming? And Ben McDonald, he knows pitching. He's part of Masson, Orioles broadcast. What does he think of this deal and the start of this offseason? Ben joins us at 5.
Yeah. A lot of Ravens, a lot of Orioles. That's where we are on a day that I don't think any of us necessarily saw coming.
No.
And look, I don't think Grayson had a future here.
No.
But this is... this.
It's funny, I know we're way behind.
You would have told me 3 years ago they're going to trade him for Taylor Ward in his walk year.
Yeah,
like, crazy.
I'd have been like, and what are the other three things they got in return?
Yeah, I think it also tells you what they've done. Like he's.
Oh, I think he's damaged good.
Yeah,
but totally. I still think worst case scenario, he's a plus high leverage arm. Maybe not a closer.
Yeah,
but I think at worst. If you know anything about pitching, and the problem for him is, I'm not sure the Angels do.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm Grayson Rodriguez, you give me a list of like my top 15 choices of where I could land. The Angels ain't making the cut.
No.
But I do think, at the very least, that is a swing and miss high leverage relief arm.
Coming up next, the other side of the deal. What does Taylor Ward bring to the Orioles? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.